Also part of Fox Footy's coverage on Grand Final Day tomorrow starting at 2 p.m. with Saturday Countdown is former Bulldogs superstar Brad Johnson. Welcome to you, Jono. Great to have you on.
Oh, it's great to be on, Duane. How exciting is it, mate? I can hear it in your voice. You're up and about ready to go for tomorrow, mate. It's an exciting time. It's wrapped. I'm wrapped, actually, that we've been able to get to this point after everything that we've had to sort of deal with throughout the year, mate.
Absolutely. What do you think might happen tomorrow night? What are your thoughts as to who will win? And I know you've got a little bit of a heart leaning to Geelong, or am I misreading that?
No, it is a little bit, but I was a part of, I have been a part of the club the last probably couple of years ago now, and then last year I did some stuff with the girls during the summer, which was sensational. So, yeah, it's a fantastic club, as you're well aware, Duane, and living down in this region, I think it'll be great for the actual city of Geelong with everything that's happened this year. Of course, if they did get up, there's a real buzz around town. There's plenty of scarves and flags and everything on all the fences around town. Every now and then you'll see a little splatter of the yellow and black, but it's certainly the blue and white. So I think it'll be great. But I think for me it really does lean towards the Cats. I think they've been the most composed and controlled team throughout the entire season so far, and with the experience that they do have. And ultimately, their game style the last two finals has been brilliant. That sort of play on style, allow that quicker ball movement, which has allowed the likes of their mid to small size forwards to get back into the contest more regularly. So it's going to be a challenge. Both teams are unbelievable. What Richmond's produced the last 3 or 4 years has been outstanding. It's been a pleasure to watch, you know, them as a footy club, and it's going to be difficult. But I'm just leaning towards the Cats just.
Now, you're a man that smiles all the time. You're never in a bad mood, John. I've worked with you for a long time. You're always up and about like you've had 5 Red Bulls. You're fun to work with and you're a delight to talk to. Can I take you back to this time quite a few years ago? 2008, you finished third. 2009, you finished third with the Dogs. You were captain for that period, so close and yet so far. How do you carry that now? Is there a little bit of a hole in your heart from it, or have you reconciled it and you move on? Is there a little bit of a bittersweet feeling this time of year for you or not?
Oh, look, Duane, there always is. There always is that small hole. Look, I've played my whole senior career, won a reserve grade premiership my first year at the Bulldogs, and then, 5 preliminary finals along the way, and didn't get to experience that top level senior grand final, which would have been enormous, of course, and being able to do that. But yeah, there is a little bit, but you sort of do, I suppose it's the way that you finish. And I go to the way Ken Hinckley presented after Port Adelaide lost. He was extremely proud of the group in the way that they did everything they absolutely could to try and win that game. It's just they were beaten by a better team on the night. And we were sort of similar in 08, 9 and 10. Facing the Cats and the Saints in that period of time was extremely difficult. We felt that we were a realistic chance, of course, but... And so I walk away disappointed, but extremely proud, especially as captain, of the players during that era that gave absolutely everything of themselves every day, every training session, every game. So it is a little hole, but I suppose it closes up on the back of the way that you perform and how the group comes together during that period. And I couldn't have been prouder of the boys, obviously, during that period of time in the history of the club.
And I spoke to Busey yesterday, who played in a couple of losing grand finals with Geelong. But he said in an article in the Geelong Advertiser that when the Cats won in 2007, it took a big weight off his shoulder because he felt that even the hard work over time had paid off. Did that happen for you in 16?
Oh, 16 was enormous, Duane. I think we crossed paths a bit during that final series. And I was as up about as anyone, because I grew up barracking for the club. So I'd been waiting 30 or 5-odd years myself to see a premiership. So that was enormous for myself. I absolutely loved it. That month of footy was the best month of footy that I've ever sort of experienced as a supporter, just sitting back and watching the club and the way they handled themselves. And that's the biggest challenge. Look, the Bulldogs won in 2016, but haven't been able since then to take that step into the top four. And that's the biggest challenge. Once you get in that top four position and you're in a real sweet spot as a footy club and you can hold that for a period of time, which is what, you know, St Kilda and Geelong did through that period we just spoke about, or Collingwood, or what Hawthorn did, and now Richmond is the more recent example of it, then, you know, that's when you put yourself in the position to be able to win it. And Richmond's been able to do that. They've been able to break that barrier from what they missed out on through periods of time since the 80s, and now look at them. So look, it's a real credit to those sides that can hit their straps, but then hold on to it and be super powerful, which is what we've seen in recent times from a couple of clubs.
And before I let you go, let me ask you the hardest question I've been asked this week by a caller. I'm going to ask it of you before you go. Who has the better game tomorrow night, Danger or Dusty?
Oh, I'm going with Danger tomorrow night because I've tipped the Cats. I think Danger will have the bigger game out of the pair. So Danger's been waiting for this. Dusty's done it, and he will be solid as always. Danger is in Dusty is in this time of year. He just loves it. But I've just got a feeling that Danger is going to turn an absolute ripper on, and it'll come down to whether he can do that up inside forward 50, which I think he can do. It's going to be a massive game, Dwayne. We're all looking forward to it, but it's going to be the Danger in the Gary Ablett Jr. show. I think he'd kick four tomorrow night and really turn one on as well in his final game.
I've asked a few people that question since I was asked it, and they all sat on the fence. So I'm glad you didn't, Jono. Great to have you, and look forward to seeing you as part of Fox Footy's coverage on Grand Final Day tomorrow.
It's going to be enormous, Dwayne. Enjoy, everyone.
Brad Johnson, Bulldogs superstar, greatest Bulldog game player of all time, and love working with Jono at Fox Footy there. Coverage starts tomorrow at 2 p.m. A quick plug also for This Is Your Sporting Life, given that we had Sam Embin on. This Is Your Sporting Life on Sunday from 10. Sam Embin talks to former Magpie giant Heath Shaw, thanks to Tobin Brothers Funerals, celebrating lives. We're hoping to head straight to Queensland after this break for the grand final press conference with the coaches and captains. So stick around for that, and then Terry Wallace after that. You're with Dwayne Sport.